This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's get to four or five topics here before Rena joins us. Representative Tim Burchett, who's always interesting. You're going to love him, you're going to hate him, but he makes news when he's on in the networks. Joined about a report that the Pentagon included hundreds of new incidents, but no evidence of aliens, according to officials. A newly revealed Department of Defense review shows the U.S. military, what's happening here, deliberately spread UFO rumors, including staged photos and false briefings to protect, what's happening to me, protect classified weapons programs. The practice wasn't just passive denial or science. In some cases, it was policy. One such incident, first uncovered by the Wall Street Journal, involves an Air Force colonel in 1980 handed fake photos of flying saucers to a bar owner near the top secret Air 51 base in Nevada.
Area 51.
Planted UFO myths to hide secret weapons programs.
Oh.
This has got to be a big part of the Schrader Show, right?
Yes, this has been a decades-long okey-doke is what you're telling me.
So, a lot of people have thought that the Pentagon has been lying when people see UFOs. Mm-hmm. Now this suggests that they are actually planting UFOs to hide other things
sowing seeds from the public. That's incredible.
Lawmakers trade stocks. Oh,
wait.
Do we need to play the thing again, or you're just the thing?
I'm just the thing. I can't find the other things
okay,
right now.
Good enough. Lawmakers trade stocks heavily as Trump rolled out Liberation Day tariffs. Okay, this has been a big issue for decades. You go to the legislature, you go to the Capitol in D.C., and now when you have access to all this information and you're going to start trading stocks,
mm-hmm,
and you go there worth said figure and you leave with a big, fat, bigger figure, what the bleep is going on?
I'm sure these trades that they made on Liberation Day didn't do very well.
Oh, yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Darn.
So well before Liberation Day, who's the number one person who comes up? Nancy Pelosi. Because of Paul Pelosi, again, the grotesque comments about, you know, when he was attacked, put that aside. But, I mean, the Pelosis have made Harrigan sums of money.
No, they're not quite that high.
Since they went to Congress. And what is funny is two lawmakers who called for stock trading bans in the past, one a Democrat, one a Republican, Ro Khanna, who's on a lot of the networks, and Rob Bresnahan, Republican. They're like two of the ones called, reported the most transactions by themselves, family members.
Are you citing fraudulence in Congress, Chad?
Okay, so we need to get the best of the best to go to Congress. If I say to Dave Harrigan, what do we have to do? So if you're elected, okay, and God help all of us if this happens, you replace Angie Craig. Is Angie Craig your congresswoman right now?
No, Betty McCollum is mine.
You got Betty McCollum?
Mm-hmm.
You're about as left as Betty. Kidding. Do you have to give up all your stocks? Because do we buy this idea, I'm going to put them in a family trust or trusts of my investors, and I never communicate in any way, because who's really following up on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you have to give them up, but maybe you just have to hold on to what you have.
So you're sitting out, but if you're someone...
Yeah, that's not fair either, though, if your stocks are
tanking. Do you really have to sit out the whole time? Because I think I get why people are angry. I totally get it. But aren't we going to lose out on more people who are pretty good? We're going to say, wait, the whole world can put money in the market, but I can't because I'm in Congress? But then I'm betwixt here because I don't believe enough of them about the whole, it's in a trust and I'm not talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That is the issue. We see this everywhere, and you saw it again more and more. This is now at a track meet.
Hold on.
Whoosh! There we go. At a track meet where individuals are harassing, intentionally trying to throw off athletes. Why? Because they're betting on someone else. Mm-hmm.
They got scratch riding on the outcome.
At a track meet.
You think track isn't bettable, Chad?
I know it is. I just didn't think it was that bountiful. And so, well, think about golf now. So quiet. Here's Bryson on the 16th tee.
Baba boy!
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes!
All those folks need to be tased instantly. And I think you're...
Get in the hole!
I think you're tased even if you're sitting next
That's
to them
fine.
Or standing next
yeah.
to them. That's where we're going to see more and more of that. We know it's they're reaching out to them and they're threatening them through Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Now they're actually trying to disrupt them in the event itself. Your country, your people.
Mm-hmm. My people, that's right.
My God. Rena. She would not do that, but she'd harass and heckle us. We know that. Rena Sargentopoulos next. Okay. I said it last week. Obviously, I don't know how because it's radio technology. I need that on my phone. And I'm going to need you to call me every couple days just so I hear that again. Ooh.
That terrible noise.
Ah. I mean, okay. When did, this is Rena on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Highline. When did Dave reach out to you and say, hey, I'm off, so we don't want to keep blowing you off on Wednesday, so come join us on Tuesday. Was that yesterday, maybe?
Yes, it was.
And then when Dave just called you right now and you saw Dave's phone number pop up, what was your reaction?
Well, it always comes up. It's not stored under Dave because I have Dave's number stored under Dave. So this is the station's number.
Really weird number.
So it always comes as a surprise.
It's a surprise, right? And why was it a surprise, Rena?
Because my brain doesn't work, and I forgot that you guys were calling, like always.
Hold on, Dave, go ahead.
What you're not privy to, Chad,
yes.
is I asked her yesterday morning, sent a text, said, hey, we got a couple times. We'd love to move you to tomorrow if you can do it. Do either of these times?
Because we miss you.
Yeah, do either of these times work for you?
Yeah.
She texted back a little bit later, said, hey, how about 2:35? Or that sounds good. Or if you said either one, it's fine. So I said, okay.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I texted her later than in the day, around it was probably around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Let's go 2:35. Her response was, I already forgot.
And
so this is two times forgot.
So I already forgot yesterday, forgot today. And now our time is shrunk because you have work responsibilities.
I told him I was going to be late.
Oh.
All good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Respect the show.
That's what we need. I mean, management doesn't, but I mean, I'm pleased you do. Now, you're about to shoot a promo. Is that the idea?
Correct.
Is that a promo for today's show, or is it a promo for, like, what Care 11's all about?
Oh, gosh, no. No. This is just like, hey, here's what's coming up at 5. Here's what's coming up at 6.
Do you want to practice with us? We'll count you down.
Have it in front of me.
Oh, so in other words, unless you have a script, it's teleprompter arena.
Typical TV.
Yeah,
can't think for herself, right?
Jeez.
I can read you the 5 o'clock open, or at least my portions of it. But
here we go. All right, we're coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Go, Rena.
Charges filed this afternoon in connection with the shooting at Northtown Mall, and it's not the suspect's first run-in with the law.
That was good.
And the Vikings officially back to work. See, those are my two parts.
Yeah, that was good, because that's what TV likes to do. Here's the thing. But wait a second. Here's the little surprise. That's the hook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps it. Got to have the hook, or else they could be clicking. What'd you think of that?
Well, yeah, I don't know what the hook is.
Hook was shooting in Northtown Mall, but then little bit of surprise, and then the viewer at home's going, God, I wish Jeopardy was. No, okay, so what was that? You know, okay.
Do you think me saying it's not the suspect's first run-in with the law, do you think anybody at home is like, whoa, I'm surprised that someone who shot somebody else at a mall is not the first time that they've had trouble with the law?
Gobsmacked. That's what they are. They're stunned by that. They would think nobody would be a habitual offender.
I thought the hook was going to Vikings then, too. Vikings back to work.
There's stuff in between. Julie's got to read some stuff, too. It's all carefully thought out.
You don't need Julie.
It's carefully thought out.
Let's get rid of Julie. I mean, come on. Let's phase her up.
No.
It's been a good run. No, we're kidding. No, she's outstanding. So are you working the 5-6 today? Are you working the 10? What show is you working today?
Okay, what show do I always do, Chad?
Well, you're doing the early
one. You don't even know.
You do the one at 1:30 in the morning, right?
You don't even know, do you? How long have I been on the show?
How many years now? The 4 o'clock one you're doing.
There we go. Yeah. That's okay. Dave's holding up fingers in the background.
Dave, did you hold up anything?
I didn't have to this time, but I was prepared to. I was frankly hoping he got it wrong.
He had no idea. I was the one who maybe had a chance of the guess.
Please.
He had no
That's
idea.
That's true. Yeah, the 4 and the 5 today.
The 4 and the 5. Okay.
And then I have something to do in the 6 that is more like reporting.
Oh.
So, there you go.
Can you tease us what that is?
Oh, it's just updates on what's happening right now in L.A. So okay. I have to wait to even write it.
Right. Who knows what's taking place there. I want to ask you this. Most workers, the story Dave found today, this is Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. Most workers who switch jobs are making a career change. Listen to this data. 64% of workers who switch jobs from 2022 to 2024 also change careers. That surprises me, right? Isn't that a high percentage?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. When did you first land your first job in the media, and what was it?
Oh, my lamb. It was my senior year in college, so that would have been 1995.
You sound like you're asking me. She was asking me. Ron Burgundy, San Diego, or 1995.
I was a producer at the CBS station in my hometown.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Starting off big out the gate.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think? This is it? This is what I want to do? Or were you, my God, what was I thinking?
Oh, no, I've been hooked from the very first minute I stepped into this job.
Okay. When did you move from producing to in front of the camera?
I took a step backwards and went to Dubuque, Iowa. So I had to go to a smaller television.
Yeah, that happens.
To do the on-air stuff. So it was about, I think 97 is when I moved to, Iowa.
Yep.
Maybe 96. I don't know.
Were you always Rena Sargentopoulos, or do we have a different name?
No, and you know what? I started long enough ago that I thought that someone along the way might ask me to change it just because the amazing amount of letters.
A lot of letters.
Exist in my last name.
Too many, in fact.
But no one has. Yeah. No one's ever asked me to change my last name.
Dave,
my real last name.
Yeah, should we take out a few of those letters from now on in the open, maybe?
Which would you get rid of?
Theopolis. We don't need the Arbolis.
Just Sarge?
Yeah.
Sergeant?
Yeah.
There's a lot of I's at the beginning. A lot of I's.
Sneaky I's. You wouldn't expect them to be there. And all of a sudden, boom!
Sneaky I's. Okay, so this...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is saying, this study, back to the study, that all these folks are changing work. Was there a point, Dubuque or anywhere, where you said, as much as you said you fell for it right away, where you thought, nope, this isn't it, pull the ripcord, I'm done?
No.
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 That's good. And Dave, according to this study, that's a rarity.
Yeah. Good for her. She found something she loves.
Doing the same thing for 30 years.
Yeah.
20 of them here at Care 11.
That's right. 20 years of Carol. Yeah, is this year the 20-year anniversary?
October 5th.
October
5th. 20th anniversary.
Oh.
Should do an extra on that.
I don't think anyone cares.
Well, we do. You normally are.
Including my bosses.
Yeah. You are normally. Well, let's send that soundbite to Carol. You normally are the one who put together the goodbyes. Why don't you put together October 5th? A report, you say, I want to surprise everybody on air. I don't want anybody to see it. And then it's all about you touting yourself in your 20 years at Care 11.
It'd be super short.
Can you throw yourself a 20th anniversary party?
Yeah.
I don't know, but don't forget, I don't remember anything. So I, quite frankly, don't know what I have accomplished here.
Oh, stop. 20 years at any TV station is pretty impressive. That just doesn't happen that often.
Well, that's because I'm old. Doesn't happen anymore.
No, that means because you're good. Okay. Yes or no? I don't think she'll answer this, but I really hope she'll answer this. Who's the biggest jerk you've worked with at Care 11? They might be gone, right, Dave? I mean, so she could say it right now.
Or they might be standing right next to her.
Yeah,
who knows?
That'd be better. Yeah.
This place has a way of removing square pegs from...
Okay.
From the situation.
Okay.
We've had lots of square pegs, round holes, you know, over the years, but most of those people move on because it's just not fit for them.
So in other words, if they're jerks,
it's not a good fit.
They don't last.
No, they don't.
They don't last.
It weeds itself out. It figures itself out.
Dave, tell Rena before we go, the camp your daughter's involved in next week.
Next week, both of them are going to a musical theater camp. That will feature songs and, you know, I don't know how much they actually do, but of Moana 2.
Do you hate yourself for some reason? Why would you do such a thing?
Well, I'm not going.
Well, you're going to have to listen to every song over and over again.
He's taking the day off to go listen to their performance.
To go with them?
Well, yeah. They've got a little performance on the last day, a little half-hour thing. Frankly, Moana 2 music, a lot better than what they're into right now.
Which is?
Oh, just terrible stuff. Descendants. What's the new one? I can't think of the other one they're into right now. It's just, Moana's very, very tolerable. The Moana movies are quite good.
Yes.
I agree with that.
The first one.
I agree.
First one.
Yeah, you're down on the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no Lin-Manuel Miranda second time.
Yeah, that's a big,
true.
That's a big drop off. Also, like, I'm all for these camps. They don't need to have a family gathering, though, each time.
No.
That's the difference. Tough guy town. You know, I'm a couple years, you know, we didn't have to go to a celebration of it every time. We pick them up or we see him and say, how was the day camp? Great. Now you guys have to go there and fake like you're enjoying it.
So your kids work hard putting together this performance and you would just say, ah, not for me?
No, they would just do it and then we'd find out about
it. Do it for nobody?
For the people of the camp.
Them?
Yes. You know.
Yeah. I sadly missed every soccer game but one this year because I'm always at work.
Yeah. Good luck. You're lucky in that one, don't you think?
That's a win. Well done.
That is a big, big win for you. My favorite story about that is a middle boy didn't want to be in this particular sport. So when doing the Wolves, so when I was flying back in between games because we had a lot of Quinton stuff going on, and I'm trying to sleep while Griffin is soccer practicing, and it's one of those early spring practices, and it's so cold. And I took the overnight back from L.A., and I was going back, you know, la-di-da, good for me. And all of a sudden, the teacher starts pounding on the door. And I go, is Griffin okay? No, all parents need to participate in practice. I look at her. I pause for like 5 seconds. I go, don't ever knock on my door ever again. And I rolled up the window.
On brand.
Yeah. Thank you. You're on at 4 o'clock, as I know every day.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed, friend.
See you, Rena.
Bye.
Rena Sargentopoulos, Care 11. Jason will preview his show leading up to Twins and Rangers. Right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.